with or shackled with the fear that you will make a mistake. With the fear that somebody will say that it's wrong. Now, this is particularly important in an oppressive environment, because in an oppressive environment, an error or a mistake is taken as proof of what?
Inferiorness, or like just you're nothing?
Yes, lack of being inferior or unworthiness. So any negative thing is taken as proof. And so we're hypersensitive because we live in an oppressive environment from making a mistake. Because every mistake is taken to say, huh, see? It's important that you create some space for yourself. And I'm saying, before you write, and I want to start seeing some of it, okay? Whenever I'm asked to write, whether it's a proverb, whether it's your family literature, whatever, before you start to write, I want you to let the ancestors come in and have you an improv session with them, or the jazz artist comes in, and you just, like, start writing words, sentences, phrases, paragraphs, pieces, thoughts on that subject now, relative to that subject, and that come from that. At the same time, it may spawn something else. Paradoxes might be clear. And you tap into that creation, that soul creation that you have. You tap into that, and then you say, oh, okay, that's cool. I hadn't thought about that. I could write about that. And you go and say, all right, let me write about that. And you say, okay, so you're taking three things you're going to write about, and some of the ways you might write about them from this place that you created, where you create a safe space to let your soul reflect on and guide some of the writing. Don't worry, your intellect has not gone on vacation. But in an oppressive society, it would say, write. Like, write. And you, and what's unbeknownst to you is what Nadir said. Unbeknownst to us is the negative critical voices in our heads. Unbeknownst to us is what audience we're writing to. And very often that's a critical audience. When I first started to begin to practice, when you think about singing, it was always to a critical audience. It wasn't until I started working at a daycare center, directing a daycare center. Person came in once when I was singing a song to the children, and she says, I've heard you sing before. What you're singing now is much better. What's up with that? What was the difference?
You weren't afraid of being criticized, so you...
I just let it come. I'm still doing it. I'm still healing that. And I'm saying that also applies to writing. So we have to, this is healing from the wounds of oppression. Sometimes they come down through our mom and dad. They want us to do well. They don't want people to laugh at us. They don't want ever. They want to make sure whatever. So then you're like, yeah, I got it. I got the good thing that you want. You know, you'll be a supporting actor. Like, I got that. But y'all, today, right now, for this time, all that goes out. I'm going inside as I focus on this subject, and I'm seeing what comes out. So, in your writing, or even your revisions, I want to also have you have on your page this part that I call letting the ancestors in. And that is where you're tapping into this. Inside, in a trusting environment. Where there are no rules. I ain't worried. During that time, you're not worried about your commas. You're not even worried about whether you spell the word right. You're not worried about, you know, whether this sentence flows and whether you got transitions. You're worried only, right now, you're just wanting to tap in and get it out. You're willing to do that? You want to try that one?
Yes.
Okay. So just
Yes.
have that included. Okay. And I'm just let it, so that part is an additional part I want to see, because that place is from where you can take some good stuff. All right. So let's in this class, with your reflecting on what we have talked about in this class and what you take away from it in an improvisational piece. So as you reflect on different things you've written, different things I've said, different ahas, or any of that, anything you type into the text chat, let's let it roll. And when there's not a piece to say, you might make a noise. Ow! Or da do ba da ba da ba boom ba ba da ba do ba ba ba. But we're going to start when my clock hits 12, 10 minutes, and for 5 minutes we are going nonstop. Improvisation on improvisation and writing, and what we've whatever we've done in class. Are y'all ready for that?
Nick.
Nick.
Todd, are you ready?
User disconnected from your
Is
channel.
your vocals, are you ready, Todd? No, this is totally vocal. This is vocal. Yes, I got it, Nadir. He probably wouldn't appreciate that. I'm sure he doesn't like, he don't like that he's kicked out of this one. All right. It's now time to start. We'll start with Farasha, Ali, Kadira, Nadir, Ty, Jabari. Now, if a person doesn't respond quickly, then that means you just go on, okay, and then keep it rotating. But I don't want your voice to be missing. Can we go the other way around? Sure, we can. Let's start with Jabari, then Ty. Ty, I need to hear your voice. All right, Ty, I can't hear your voice. All right, so you got to sit out then. If your voice comes, then just jump on in. Okay. So Jabari, Nadir, Kadira, Ali, Farasha, and it rolls from there. One, two, three, E.
Improv is cool. Improv is nice. I really appreciate it. Having the moments that we all had together to share our happiness about improvisation and innovation.
I love improv because it lets my spirit come out and I can express myself in whatever way I like to.
Our ancestors have created it. Yes, it is so improvisation is pretty cool.
Letting each other see our other sides.
For me, improv is something that allows me to express myself, as I truly am without, planning anything ahead. Mo Monikasa, and I appreciate Aja Rokesa for bringing this into our school, our class, and helping to stimulate growth for not only me, for the friendships that I am making over a computer. Like, who thought I would ever make that?
I also do appreciate Robert Kessa for bringing this funness to this class.
If you can't make a mistake, you can't make anything said by our great ancestor Marva. So moat to her and moat to Ajay Vakesa for bringing this to us, our attention.
I appreciate learning everybody's
Mic
poetic
was
side when they're
unmuted.
not trying to be impressive. Audrey, your mic is muted.
Well, I appreciate returning to improv because I haven't done it in several years.
Oh, sorry.
Microphone
For
activated.
some reason, I thought Ty was going. Okay, and I appreciate, well, let me see this. I would like to apply this to my performances and also to just living because I am going to apply this. Not I would like to. I am going to apply it. And I'm applying it now. So, yeah.
For the next series, for the next, we got 2 minutes, one words only.
Okay, did we start B?
Right now,
Yeah.
one word or short phrase,
Okay.
no sentences.
Flowing.
Learning.
Authenticity.
Chicken.
Natural. Grateful.
Amazing.
Fun.
Powerful.
Intense
expression.
All right,
Sold.
for the next minute, sounds. Ba-do-ba-do-ba-da-ba.
Lol.
La
Oh.
All right, folks. This is what we mean. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about soul power. Bo, y'all, yay, Bo. Soul power is not just something that we say, it's something that we live. We tap into the power of our souls. That's what he's talking about. Okay? Soul power. We used to call ourselves soul brothers and soul sisters. That's how we introduced ourselves. Okay? It's not just phenotype, you know. We're talking about tapping into that soul, that cultural way of being where we trust what's inside, the God that is inside, and each other that is inside of us all
What's
can
up?
come out. That's what we're talking about. That's right. That's what we're doing. And we're in an environment that wants to take us away from it so that we write not from the inside out. We write based on some outside in. Now, we'll get to it. Doesn't mean that, you know, we don't have things. Just tap in. The most important thing is that we start there. Start there. Okay? So as you revise your papers, if I've edited, as you re rewrite them, I want this soul power time and also to guide it. Y'all have a good lunch. Have a good day. Now, your homework is You will be, Mama Ayo will be the one in charge of you having your vocabulary, words, and tests every week now, okay? She started back with us. And so you'll have those vocabulary words, 20 of them, and a quiz every week. So that's coming. But and your homework is also to revise your writing. And any writing you haven't done, to do it. Talk to you.
Peace. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
User left your channel. User left your channel. User left your channel. User left your channel. User left your channel.